This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been checking in the past week or so with our regulars, people running companies in this economy. Today, Austin Golding, the co-owner of Golding Barge Lines, are in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Austin, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, great to talk to you.
Well, what is the talk down there in Vicksburg about this election and where y'all see things going?
Well, I think that obviously Mississippi being deep in Trump country down here, there's a lot of optimism. But I think there is also a lot of uncertainty. I think that is also the case here as it is much around the country. People don't know what to expect. They voted in change, and now they're wanting to see what the fallout of that change, if they happen to be the beneficiary of that or not.
What do you think people are looking for change-wise? Is it less regulation? Is it easing up on oil and gas? And that's, you know, a large part of what you guys carry in your barges. I mean, what kind of change?
Well, I think from a regulatory standpoint, we've done a really good job working with our regulators to have a good working relationship. So we're an industry that kind of is unique in that perspective. What we do get excited about is this talk about an infrastructure bill and investment into our infrastructure. Couple that with the fact that we're trying to have a renaissance in how we trade with the world. There is no better facilitator for our trade on the worldwide market than our marine ports and infrastructure. So if we're going to invest in that, it couples right with his promise to push our trade into a new era.
So that's a real thing for you, this idea that he wants to have an infrastructure bill that is going to really help things out at the actual, like, sort of working economy level.
Well, I can tell you that personally, I hold a healthy skepticism that you can bring 535 people together in Congress to actually make that happen in the first 100 days. But why not be optimistic? We're a tiny fraction of what he's talking about. We're just looking to be thrown in. We're looking to be thrown into the pot with the rest of the ingredients.
There was a whole big come on, man, in that answer, right? Give me a break.
Well, you know, I mean, we really aren't the big ask here. And I think the return on investment you get in our marine infrastructure, it would reflect a huge impact on, especially our grain exports in this country. That facilitating the grain that we harvest to getting to the markets around the world easier and quicker, that pairs with this trade renaissance that we've been sold. So I'm optimistic that it can come together under that premise.
What does it look like for you, marine infrastructure? Is it dredging? Is it locks and canals? I mean, get down to the nitty-gritty.
Well, I think that dredging has been actually pretty taken care of. I'm talking about locks and dams more than anything, Kai. Our locks and dams in this country were built the last time this country invested in infrastructure, and I think the people that built them were planning on the next generation doing the exact same thing. Well, that generation didn't. Not only am I talking about river industry, I'm talking about a benefit to recreation, to hydroelectric power, to flood prevention, to water supply. It's more than just industry that would benefit from this investment.
You've talked a couple of times in the last, 3 minutes that we've been on the phone here about how you've been promised stuff and how you got sold on the Trump economic plan. How confident are you that he can deliver on this big promise that he has made?
Well, I think that the American people have spoken, and I believe that the people that have the confidence have held him accountable through their vote.
Did you vote for him?
I did vote for him. I found myself huddled around the infrastructure promises and the economy. And also, I think that the marine industry is one of the greenest industries there is in this country. And if it wasn't embraced by a Democratic presidential candidate, then I couldn't support that candidate, being that I didn't think my priorities, which should be her priorities, were a priority.
Austin Golding, co-owner of the Golding Barge Lines out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. We talk to him every now and then. We'll call you up again in a couple of months. We'll talk, all right?
All our best. Hey, hanging in there and keep your fingers crossed.
All right, man. Be good.